Thank you for joining me for another yoga practice. Right now, it is such an unsettling time in our nation, and I'm hoping that all of you can find some peace, whether it's through your yoga practice or meditation or walks, if you're still able to do that. But I hope that this yoga practice that I'm about to begin can perhaps offer you some peace. Let's begin today in an easy seat. So sitting down, legs crossed in front of you, spine is tall, crown lifted, nice straight back. Close your eyes, focusing on your breath. Breathing in through your nose, exhale deeply through your mouth. Again, inhaling deeply. Exhale completely. One more deep breath in. And exhale. Bringing your arms up over your head. Gaze slightly up. Forward fold. Bending at your hip creases. Allow your head to be heavy. Arms are outstretched in front of you, feeling that gentle stretch on your hips, your lower back, settling in as you maybe fold a little bit closer to the floor, just being heavy and still, focusing on your breath, beginning to relax. One more breath and slowly walk your hands back up to meet your body, sitting up nice and tall. Again, bringing those arms above your head, fingers pointed to the sky. Right hand comes down to the mat. Left hand stretches up and over your body, opening up that left side body, breathing in to that side body, stretch through the rib cage. Perhaps feeling that stretch from your fingertips all the way down to where your hips meet the mat. Inhale, both hands come up nice and tall. Left hand goes down to the mat. Right hand reaches up, then bends slowly, carefully over your head, stretching into that right side body. Feeling that stretch from your fingertips down through your hip. Breathe into that rib cage, stretching that side body. Inhale as you come back up, gazes up towards the fingers and folding forward once again at the hip creases. Just allowing your head to be heavy, arms are stretched out in front of you. Reach forward. Breathing into that stretch, maybe feeling a release in your lower back, hips. One more breath, slowly walk your hands back up to your body, sitting up nice and tall. Breathing as you reach those arms up overhead once more. Then twist, right hand is behind, left hand comes to that knee. Gazes over the right shoulder. As you take a nice deep breath in, twist as you look over that right shoulder. Breathe deeply. Exhale completely. One more breath in. Slowly exhale. Then return center. Sitting up nice and tall, crown is lifted, arms come up, gazes up, twisting to the left, left arm coming behind you, right hand to that left knee, gaze comes back over that left shoulder, twist as your gaze goes behind you, breathing into this twist. Maybe noticing if one side felt different than the other. Just breathe. breathe and be still. Breathe in deeply, twisting a little bit deeper into that left. Then slowly release, coming back to easy seat. Taking one more deep breath in. Exhale, coming into tabletop. In your tabletop position, making sure that the hands, the wrists are right underneath the shoulders and the knees are right underneath the hips. Maybe take a little sway side to side, maybe making a figure eight. Just letting that body start to release. And when you're ready, meet me back into your tabletop for some cat and cows. Starting with our cow, swaying that back, gaze is slightly forward. Exhale as you arch that back. Really exaggerate that cat as you bring those shoulder blades away from one another, arching that back, head is down. Inhale into your cow. Sway that back, tail is up. Exhale, cat. Inhale into your cow. Exhale, cat. Inhale, cow. One more. Inhale into that cat. Or exhale into the cat, I'm sorry. And inhale into your cow. Again, just letting your body perhaps make a little figure eight. Going front to back, releasing, tucking your toes, putting all of the weight into those hands with the fingers out, making little stars, lifting up into your down dog. Push yourself up into that down dog position, maybe pedaling out the feet, rolling the ankles. This is our first down dog. So whatever you need to do. And push yourself back into that down dog. Tail is high into the sky. Biceps and ears are parallel. Your gaze perhaps maybe is up by your belly, your navel, your belly button, your navel. Breathing in here, exhale, inhale, exhale. Look up at your hands and slowly walk your feet to meet your hands. Forward fold. Allow your body to be heavy, feeling that spine just let go. That lower back, head is heavy, eyes are soft. Grabbing a hold of opposite elbows for ragdoll. Perhaps you want to sway side to side or front to back. Just breathing into that ragdoll. Release those hands down to the mat, hands to shins, spine is long, feeling that rod from the crown of your head sticking out your tail. Take a breath in, exhale as those hands come down to the mat, step back into your plank pose. Holding your plank pose here, those hips are rainbowed up, our core is nice and strong. Holding plank, you are strong. Shifting your weight forward, slow lower down chaturanga into your up dog. Tuck your toes down dog. Find that pose in down dog. Take a deep breath in. Exhale completely. Another deep breath in. Exhale completely. Shifting yourself back into your plank pose. Again, those hips are rainbows slightly up. Shifting your weight forward, slow lower down all the way to your mat. Pushing yourself up into a baby cobra. Those arms are tucked in tight, elbows are tucked in tight to your body. Lifting up. Careful not to strain the neck. Gaze should just be to the top of your mat. Inhale, exhale, right ear to mat. Pause, catch your breath. Inhale as you push yourself back up into that baby cobra. Gaze to the top of your mat, being careful not to be hurting your neck at all. Holding here, elbows are in tight to your body, feeling that heat start to build. Holding. Exhale, left ear to mat. Take a moment. Walking those forearms out on the mat into Sphinx pose. Hands are flat on the mat. Forearms, elbows down, lifting up that upper body into your Sphinx pose. Breathing here. Releasing that lower back. Tuck your toes into a forearm plank. Hold here for that forearm plank. With your body weight, shift yourself back up so that your bottom is up into the sky for your dolphin pose. Forearms flat onto the mat. Bottom is up, dolphin pose. Hold it here, dolphin. Push yourself forward into that forearm plank. Holding forearm plank. One more time, push up into dolphin. Feeling that heat build. Holding dolphin. Shifting forward into the forearm plank. Holding here. And allowing the thighs to meet the mat, back into Sphinx pose. Take a breath here. Let it empty as you collapse into your mat. Hands by your side, pushing yourself up into your plank and then back into your down dog. In your down dog, take a breath. Let it empty. Another breath. Right leg goes up high, three-legged dog. Bringing that right knee to meet that right tricep. Hold. Kick it back. Right knee to nose. Pause. Kick it back. Right knee to left tricep. Twist. Kick it back. Bringing that right foot in between the hands. Lowering that left knee down. Coming up into a crescent lunge. Arms are up, parallel palms. Gaze goes up. Hands come to your heart. Take a deep breath in. Revolved crescent. Bringing that left elbow to the outside of that right knee as you twist. Revolved crescent. Balance, taking a breath. Tucking that left toe, come up into revolved lunge. Just raise up that back left knee as you are lunging forward. Take a breath. Let it empty. Gaze comes forward as you step that left foot to meet your right. Into a revolved chair. Hands are still at prayer. Take a breath. Let it empty as you forward fold. Hands to shin, spine long. Forward fold. All the way up into mountain pose. Take a breath, slight back bend, hands to heart. Take a breath. Let it empty. Arms come all the way up into mountain, slight back bend, forward fold all the way down. Hands to shin, spine long. Hands to mat, step or hop back into your plank pose. Shift your weight back into your down dog. Take a breath. Let it empty. Another breath as you're checking this posture. Left leg goes up high, three-legged dog. Left knee to left tricep, hold. Breathing. Kick it back, three-legged dog. Left knee to nose, come back up on that tippy-toed right foot. Kick it back, three-legged dog. Left knee to right tricep, twist. Kick it back. Stepping that foot all the way through to meet your hands. Then lowering that right knee down, coming up into crescent lunge. Hands go up, palms are parallel. Slight back bend as your gaze goes up. Exhale, hands come to your heart. Take a breath. One more breath, then revolved crescent lunge, bringing that right elbow to the outside of the left knee. Pausing here. With our hands still at prayer for revolved crescent, coming up onto those toes of that right knee, bring it up into a crescent lunge. Pausing here, finding your balance. Bring your gaze up to your toes and step that right foot forward for a revolved chair. Take a breath. Let it empty as you fold forward. Forward fold. Hands to shin, spine long. Forward fold. All the way up into your mountain pose. Palms are parallel up to the sky. Slight back bend. Forward fold all the way down. Hands to shin, spine long. Forward fold. Bending those knees, coming up into chair pose. Hold here in your chair. Breathing. Weight is in your heels. Wiggle those toes just to make sure we don't have our weight in those toes. Weight is in heels, sitting back a little deeper, a little lower. Palms are up, or you may bring them down to your heart center in a prayer. Holding that chair. Take a breath. Let it empty. One more breath and straightening those knees, forward fold all the way down. Hands to shin, spine long. Forward fold, hands come to your mat, step or hop back into your plank pose. Holding that plank. Rainbow those hips up, making sure not to sway that back. Breathing here into this plank. Take another breath, holding strong. Shifting your weight back into your down dog. Take a breath. Let it empty. Another breath as we bend our knees. Look up at your hands. Step or hop to the top of your mat. Forward fold. Hands to shin, spine long. Forward fold. All the way up into your mountain pose. Standing here in mountain. Take a deep breath in, windmill that right hand back to open up that side right body. Left hand is extended in front of us, right hand back. open up that side body, take a breath, inhale as both those arms come up into mountain. Exhale as we windmill the left hand back, right hand forward, opening up that side body. Inhale, exhale. Inhale, both arms come back up into mountain. Hands come to your heart. Inhale all the way up into mountain, slight back bend, hands come to heart. Bringing our right leg up, bent knee, holding this one-legged stand. Right knee up, left foot planted solid into the mat. Take a breath, inhale. Exhale as we swing that right foot behind us for our warrior three. Hands still at heart in prayer position. Cobra that back slightly up as we bring that right leg up a little higher for that beautiful warrior three. Holding here, pause, finding your balance. Inhale. Exhale as you gently land back into low lunge. Holding here. Placing that right hand flat on your mat. Bring that left hand up as you twist into this pose. Bringing that left hand up, still in our lunge position, right hand planted down. Inhale, exhale as both those hands come back down to the mat, dropping that right knee down, shifting our weight back, bringing that left foot up for half Hanumara, half splits. Allow your head to be heavy and just hang over that left extended leg. Pausing here, take a breath. Exhale as you walk your hands forward, coming back into that low lunge. Take a breath here. Exhale as you step back into your plank. Pausing here, those hips are rainbowed up. Being careful not to sway and allow that back to be down. And then exhale into your down dog. Finding that pose, inhale, exhale. Inhale. Bending those knees, look up at your hands, step or hop to the top of your mat, forward fold. Hands to shin, spine long, forward fold. All the way up into mountain pose. Slight back bend, inhale, exhale as your hands come down to your heart. Putting all the weight into that right foot, bringing that left knee up in front of you, holding here. Right foot is grounded. Left knee is bent in front of you. Hands are to heart. Finding that balance, bringing those shoulders down away from your ears. Inhale, exhale as we sweep that left leg back into our warrior three. Holding warrior three. Hands are at your heart. Rainbow. That body, upper body up into a little cobra as we extend that left leg back. Finding that posture, finding that balance, beautiful. Inhale, exhale as you gently land yourself back into that low lunge. Placing both hands down on your mat to frame that right foot. Take a breath here. With the left hand down on your mat, bringing that right arm up for revolved crescent. Bringing that right hand up nice and high as you twist. Take a breath. Inhale. Exhale, both hands come down to the mat, dropping that left knee down, shifting our weight back, right foot up and flexed for half Hanumara, half splits. Taking a breath, folding at the hip creases, allowing that head to drop down to that right extended knee. Eyes are soft. Taking a breath, breathing over that right extended leg. Take a breath. Exhale as you walk those hands up towards that foot. Rise up on that left foot. Step it back into your plank. Shift your weight back into down dog. Take a breath. Let it empty. One more breath. Bending those knees on your tippy toes. Look up at your hand, step or hop to the top of your mat. Forward fold. Hands to shin, spine long. Forward fold. All the way up into your mountain pose. Hands come to your heart. Taking a breath, coming all the way up into mountain, bending those elbows into your half angel wings, opening up your chest. Gaze is slightly elevated, opening up that chest, half angel wings. Making sure those shoulders are down away from your ears. Take a breath. Extend those arms out long to each side. Crossing the right leg over the left. Sitting down, bringing that right arm underneath the left. Give yourself a squeeze and folding into eagle pose. Either the backs of the palms meet or palm to palm. Bringing up those elbows. Breathe as you sink lower into your eagle pose. Give yourself a squeeze, holding eagle. Inhale. Exhale as you release yourself down into forward fold. Arms down to the mat. Grabbing hold of opposite elbows, ragdoll. Release. Allow that spine to decompress. Release. Exhale, hands come down to the mat. Inhale, hands to shin, spine is long. Exhale, down to the mat. Inhale all the way up into your mountain pose. Fingers are up high. Inhale, exhale, half angel wings. Opening up that chest, bending those elbows, bringing your chest out and open into those half angel wings. Take a breath. Bringing those arms out wide, crossing that left leg over right, sink it down. Left arm comes under right. Give yourself a squeeze, then sitting yourself down. Eagle, opposite directions. Again, palm to palm. Bringing those elbows up. Squeezing everything in nice and tight for your eagle. Finding your balance on that right foot. Maybe even this time the left foot can wrap around the right. Holding here an eagle, squeeze it all together, bringing those elbows up a little higher perhaps. Pause, breathe, finding the balance. Exhale, release, untangle down into forward fold. Pausing here in your forward fold, hands down to the mat. Grabbing hold of opposite elbows for ragdoll. Spine is decompressing. Head is heavy, eyes are soft. Release those hands down to the mat. Hands to shin, spine is long. Exhale, forward fold, planting your hands onto your mat, stepping back into your plank pose, holding that plank. Take a breath, putting all the weight into that right hand, shift it up into side plank. Stagger those feet, drop that right knee if you feel you need to today. Rainbow those hips up, reaching that left hand up to the sky. If you want a little extra, raising that left foot off the mat, bringing that left arm straight up and over, bicep or maybe by ears. Take a breath, dropping that left leg, coming back into plank. Pausing here. Then putting all of the weight into that left hand, coming into side plank, left. Right arm is up high, those hips are rainbowed slightly. Stack or stagger those feet or drop the knee. If you're looking for a little extra, raising that right foot off the mat and maybe bringing that right arm over your head, reaching. Take a breath, hold. Bringing that foot back down and shifting into your plank. Pausing here. Oof. Pausing into your plank. Dropping those knees, bringing those knees out wider than your hips. Big toes to touch, coming down into child pose. Extended child's pose with those fingers out in front of you, really reaching. Forehead is on your mat. Breathe. One more breath, then coming up into your tabletop, bringing that left foot behind you, raise that left foot up, bringing that right hand in front of you, reaching for your bird dog. Fingers are pointed straight ahead, energy is flowing from your fingertips out your heel. Pausing here, finding that balance strong. Gaze is just to the front of your mat. Hold. One more breath, holding that pose. Exhale, coming back into tabletop. Opposite side, extending that right leg out behind you, reaching that left hand, extend and reach. Reaching that left hand, energy shooting from those fingers out your heel. Reach, reach, reach. Find that balance. Core is engaged, glute is engaged. Here we go, hold. One more breath. Then release down, all four onto the mat. Swinging those feet around in front of you, sitting on your bottom, hugging those knees into your chest, taking a nice deep breath up. Exhale as you lower your body down onto your mat. Crossing that right ankle over that left knee for figure four, we're going to come up into a bridge pose, figure four bridge pose. So the right ankle is over the left knee, holding here, take a breath, all of that weight is going to go into the left heel as we lift those hips up and bring those hands to clasp underneath our body. I want you to try to push that right knee down, really to open up those hips as you're in that bridge pose, figure four bridge. Pausing here, holding here again. The weight is in your heel, your left heel, and you're opening up into that figure four. Inhale, holding this pose. Exhale, allow your body to come down to the mat, putting both feet flat on the mat. Take a breath here. Rise up into your bridge pose. Both feet flat on your mat. Weight is in your heels. again, trying to find those clasp hands underneath your body, really rising up, holding that bridge. Hips are up to the sky. All the weight is in the heels. Inhale. Exhale, allow your body to come down onto the mat. Now taking that left ankle, cross it over that right bent knee. All the weight is into that right heel, rising up into figure four, opposite side. Again, clasp those hands underneath your body and see if you can open up that hip, just bringing that knee open and down. You are in bridge, so holding up nice and tall. Hold. Exhale, release down to the mat. One more bridge. Both feet are flat on the mat. Push yourself up into your bridge. Clasp those hands underneath your body. Really ramping those hips up to the sky. Deep breath here. Exhale, release down to the mat. With your knees up, your feet on the mat, tilting that pelvis so the small of your back is tight into the mat. Hold here. Holding nice and tight so that I could not get any fingers underneath that small of your back. Holding here, tight abs. Exhale, release. Allow that natural sway in your back. And again, push down nice and tight into the mat. Flatten that small of your back into the mat. Hold here, tight, tight, tight. Exhale, release, allow that sway. One more time, pushing down tight. All of your core and your abs are engaged, tight. Hold. And release. Bringing those knees into your chest, give it a nice little squeeze. Hold it in. Bringing your arms out parallel to the sides, taking a breath in and rolling those, both of those knees over to the right. Supine twist. You may bring that right hand to the outside of the left knee. Left arm is out long, flat on your mat, and your gaze comes out over that left extended arm. Breathing into the supine twist. Breathe. Feel that back release. Center, give it a nice little squeeze into your chest, extending those arms out straight like a cross, then allowing those knees to fall over to the left. Right arm is extended long, left hand comes to the outside of the right knee, gazes over that right extended arm. Supine twist, breathing here. Breath, then bringing those knees back up to your chest, give it a little squeeze. Allow those feet to come down to the mat, bringing the soles of your feet together, opening those knees up for reclined butterfly, bringing one hand to your heart and one hand to your navel, focusing on your breath. Reclined butterfly. Feeling your breath come in
exhale out as this ocean wave fills up your body and releases back out. See if you can just focus on your breath, finding that beautiful natural rhythm. Close your eyes, be still. Slowly bring your knees together to close like a book, placing your feet flat on the mat, bringing those feet up to waterfall. Feet are flexed, legs are extended up into your waterfall. Holding here for waterfall, palms are up. Finding some time just to allow that blood to go the other way for this inversion. Enjoy this waterfall as your legs are extended. Back is pushed deeply into the floor. Allow those hips just to fall into their sockets. Take a deep breath. Hugging those knees into your chest, give it a little squeeze. Then bringing the soles of the feet up to the mat, grabbing outside of those feet, elbows are in your inner knees, pulling down into happy baby pose. Back is flat into the mat. Close your eyes. One more breath and release that happy baby, hugging those knees into your chest. Take a nice deep breath in. Exhale, Shavasana. Extending those legs out long, wiggling the shoulder blades underneath your body. Palms are up, taking a breath. Close your eyes in Shavasana. Being still, giving yourself grace. Of gratitude for practicing. Slowly roll over to the right side of your body, pausing here for a moment. Pushing yourself up into your easy seat, bringing your hands to your heart, taking a deep breath in. Namaste.